a U.S. Company of Marines was walking along the outskirts of Baghdad at the, just after we won the war there. And I say we because we in Canada also have troops.
Sure. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
The guys got tired, you know, and they saw a villa that was abandoned. They went inside and they sat down. And they sat down. There was no furniture, so they leaned against the wall. You know how GIs are.
Sure.
And they started smoking. And when the sergeant got up, one of his buddies said, "Hey, Sarge, you're sweating like a pig." And the man said, I'm not sweating." And the guy says, "Well, look, your back is absolutely wet." And the sergeant said, "You know, it does feel wet. What is it?" So they felt the wall. And the sergeant, being a very thorough guy, kicked the wall. And the wall collapsed. And there was a gaping hole in it. And so they went through it. There was another room there. Obviously, the wall had just been erected a few hours before the troops arrived.
Huh.
And you know what they found inside?
No.
$600 million in bubble wrapped, sealed money. Now, this begs the question, whose was the money?
Yeah.
Number two, how did it get there?
Yeah.
Right?
$600 million.
Guess who was in charge of distributing U.S. dollar bills in the Middle East at that time?
I don't have any idea.
UBS. Union de Banque Suisse.
I'll be done.
And, you know? And so when this thing broke, the first thing that the American soldiers thought that this was all counterfeit. You know, shrink wrap banknotes.
Sure. Looks right.
Like Monopoly money.
Right.
And they started. They ripped one open and they played with it. And they played Monopoly. Literally, they played money. They didn't think it was real. And then some smart guy from Army Intelligence took numbers and went to the Treasury. Every single solitary number was good. It was a real, real bunch of money. There was no counterfeit.
In U.S. currency?
In U.S. currency.
Oh, my God.
You know, Saddam had this oil for food program.
Right.
At a time, he was under sanction, and yet UBS did it. And there were American banks involved, too, you know, Bank of America, Citibank. I mean, there were sub-distributors who did this. And they did it because they make a lot of money at this. I mean, even a, a fraction of $600 million is a lot of money.
Yeah. 1% of $600 million is a lot of money. So,
hello. I think you and I could live on this.
Exactly. So there's all, again, we're talking with Robert Landori. Havana Harvest is his novel, but it's based on his experience working in secret banking. So at some point, though, with all of that money being moved around, doesn't it come to the attention of the CIA or other intelligence agencies around the world of who's doing what?
Well, you know what? Of course it does. And the CIA and the other intelligence agencies, MI6 of Britain and the Deuxième Bureau of France, get ready for this one. They use it. They use the system to do their own dirty work and the payoffs and run airlines through it and what have you.